USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial, President Trump tweeted, House Manager Adam Schiff is mentally deranged. Republican Kevin Cramer of North Dakota.
Adam Schiff continues to suggest that somehow all we have to do to get to the truth is that the president waives all the rest of the rights he has and throw out his defense and let them have whatever witnesses they want.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer on the push for witnesses.
He's always said this is an uphill fight. The pressure that Trump, who's a vindictive, nasty president, and McConnell place on them is large, but we're still hopeful.
Health officials confirm that the Chicago woman who has the coronavirus has infected her husband. This is the first person-to-person spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., according to the CDC. In China, there are now 170 deaths from the virus and more than 7,700 cases reported. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For the first time since Sunday's deadly helicopter crash, we are now hearing from Kobe Bryant's widow. On Instagram, she says, "The family is completely devastated." She said, "I'm not sure what our lives hold beyond today, and it is impossible to imagine life without them. But we wake up each day trying to keep pushing, because Kobe and our baby girl Gigi are shining on us to light the way." North and South Korea have agreed to temporarily shutter the inter-Korea office as Pyongyang steps up measures against the outbreak of the deadly coronavirus in China. Seoul's unification ministry said the office had been closed and that they would now communicate with phone and fax lines. North Korea's response to the virus came last week when it banned foreign tourists. On Wednesday, state media said authorities are operating a national emergency defense system across the country to take in suspected patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Dozens of writers have written to Oprah Winfrey about a choice she made for her book club. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Over 80 authors are now asking Oprah Winfrey to pull the book American Dirt from her book club. Janine Cummins' novel follows a middle-class Mexican woman and her son as they run from a drug cartel. Some critics have called the book poorly written and filled with stereotypes and inaccuracies. Oprah herself posting a video on Instagram saying she's been hearing those complaints.
I spent the past few days listening to members of the Latinx community to get a greater understanding of their concerns. And I hear them. I do.
Oprah not yet saying at last check whether she's going to axe it from her book club. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration has imposed sanctions against a Moscow-based private railway company and seven Russian-backed officials in connection to the country's continued attempts to occupy the Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea. The Treasury Department issued the sanctions against Grand Service Express and its CEO, Alexander Ganov, after the company began a passenger service late last month between Russia and Crimea over the newly constructed Kerch Strait Bridge. Seven Crimean officials were also sanctioned for asserting government authority over the Crimean Peninsula. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.